from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.
With the 122nd pick in the 2024 NFL Draft, our Chicago Bears select Tory Taylor, punter, Iowa.
Conor McGregor is the answer you're looking for. Speaks.
Was, no. Who was joking. Doing that? Who announced the Tory Taylor draft pick? Was it somebody Australian to tie in the Australian connection? Do they have an Australian backstage at the draft in Detroit?
It was actually a Bears super fan from Great Britain, not Australia.
Oh, okay. Okay. But still, so I mean, it got us close.
It would have been very fitting if they had a Bears Australian super fan to announce Tory Taylor.
We'll take British. Yeah. That's close enough.
Close enough, right?
Yeah, that's close
James
enough.
James Gower, Bears International Fan of the Year.
There you go.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
How do you win that?
I don't know, but there's going to be a lot of people going for it this year.
Got to be international, Robbie. You wouldn't know about it, bro.
That's right.
Just from Detroit.
You're not eligible. It's Robbie Triano and Tyler Ferengul as producers this week. Shane and Tanny are both on vacation. Shane is in Greece. Tanny is in Michigan. My money's on Tanny getting back easier than Shane. But they'll both be back.
How does it feel? This is like a personal question, like a friend question. You know, It's like Shane and Tanny are gone. Danny's gone, and then you're still here this week.
Oh yeah, you just made it real. It's weird, man.
I was gonna say, I've been in radio a long time, and I've been in situations like this before,
yeah,
where I'm like, wait, what the hell? Why am I here?
It's odd.
Yes, I asked.
Gabe,
friend question.
The mob is here. I think you know.
They're always
here. Listeners. Thank you for being here, listeners.
That's what you do it for. I know.
It's weird, man. Yeah, but no, but it's weird. It's kind of it's a lone wolf thing. I'm texting with Danny a little bit. The details on his new show are leaking out. He's got rehearsals going on this week. You know,
so he's not listening on the Odyssey app to your shows this week.
He never
to the score afternoons.
He never listens when I'm on. He never listened to Hit and Run. We know this for sure. Till it became a bit. I'm sure he should not be listening.
Yeah.
Would you? You know?
I would. I'm a sick individual. I'd want to know what was going on after I left.
Oh, hell no.
How bad is this going to be when I'm gone?
First of all, you get crap talked.
Gabe Ramirez on a Wednesday? Oh, this is great. They're going to miss me.
You get crap talked when you're not here. It's just the way it works.
Okay. You're right.
You know? But when you leave for good, you know? I mean, it's bound to happen that somebody's going to not remember his name. What was his name again? I forget.
Penny Darkins.
It's tricky.
Tip of my tongue.
No, but man, I'm good. I'm a happy boy. Thank you for asking.
It's your last show for the week, so that's good.
It's true. I'm off tomorrow and Friday. I will be back for Hit and Run on Sunday morning. I'll be back next week as well. And for anybody who does not know, we are hoping to have a new show announced soon. Management is working on all of that. I am working with them on all of that.
Good.
Very excited for the possibilities, and we'll see what happens.
That's awesome, man. Yeah. Scoreheads deserve it, so that's a good thing.
Hey, dude, I agree. This listenership deserves a killer show to be in place soon and hit the ground running for what should be an awesome Bears season.
Oh.
And your Cubs making their magical push
September. As they should. 3% chance to make the playoffs. So you're telling me there's a chance.
It's good enough for Gabe. So
usually it's good enough for Spiegel.
It isn't. No, they broke me, dude. They broke me after the All-Star break when they played like ass against the Diamondbacks in those first two games. I'm like, really? This is what happens? I got completely broken. The hope that often lives within me, the optimism that lives within me, has been shattered by this taunting penalty of a Cubs season.
But I feel like they've fixed the lineup with an addition by subtraction by moving Morrell. So now you're able to put guys in places where you actually want them. You get a five guy or five or six, wherever you have them in the lineup, and Isak Paredes to kind of just give some oomph to the middle of the lineup. You could Dansby at the tail end of that. Yeah. You got gold with PCA and Amaya in the event that you're hoping for them to turn over the lineup. This looks good to me.
I think it's adorable. I think it's adorable.
You're telling me there's a chance.
Yeah. Yeah. And the
I'm trying to bring Speaks in here.
But Gabe, I wanted to ask you about this.
Yes, yes, yes. Sorry.
And I asked the listeners and the mob. And thank you. It's nice to see Peoria Matt getting in here and others from the mob reminding me that that we are all here. It's good to see you. Nice to be seen. Here's my question: how this draft with Torrey Taylor in round four, with Austin Booker in round five, and obviously Caleb Williams and Rome Odunze. How high on the list of all-time Bears drafts does this have a chance to get? Okay, and think about it. Pause.
Can we put in a Montez Sweat in there?
Because of
draft picks and the trades.
Now that's sneaky.
I mean, that would then justify the ability to put them in.
That's sneaky because Montez went with a second,
yeah,
in this draft.
Yeah.
Oh boy, that's.
I'm in. I say you do it.
Dude, if you're putting that in there, then how high can we go? Like, number seven on my list, my personal list of all-time Bears drafts, is Brian Urlacher and Mike Brown in the same draft in the year 2000.
Yes.
That's a pretty damn good draft. Now, it stops there. There's really nobody else of consequence in that one. But those two players, that's pretty damn good. That's a Hall of Famer. And still the icon of Bears safety play that in this defense you continue to look for, frankly. Okay. So
who was in the draft with Mark Carrier when he won, when he split Rookie of the Year with Emmitt Smith? That's a good one. I'll look it up while you continue.
All right, thank you. So because what we're talking about this year, to be clear, I mean, it might be if it's Caleb and Caleb ends up being, you know, the greatest quarterback in Bears history, this one might get pretty damn towards the top. It's probably going to get above Urlacher and Mike Brown. How about 2003? That's
got to be up there.
Rex Grossman and Michael Haynes as your two first rounders. But then, by the way, Peanut Tillman in the second round and Lance Briggs in the third. That's pretty damn good.
I mean, you're talking about two iconic Chicago Bears players being drafted and not in the first round.
Neither Hall of Famer, though.
In my heart.
Peanut, you can make a case
first
for Peanut.
Ballot.
You can make a case for first ballot.
I mean, when you
change in Gabe's heart,
you changed how cornerbacks play the game when they name, you know, a tool after you, the peanut punch.
Yes,
right. I think that has to be there.
Mm-hmm. Did you find your Mark Carrier draft? By the way,
no, I didn't. I was too busy telling you about Peanut. Mark Carrier draft. I got it.
Okay.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.
I got it.
Yeah.
You keep talking.
Oh, okay, good. Texture says, you know, getting Jalen Johnson in the second round and Cole Kmet in that second round in 2020 is pretty good. Yeah, it is pretty good. It's pretty good, but it doesn't make my top seven.
No.
So I gave you Urlacher and Mike Brown at seven. At six, Peanut and Lance Briggs. How about 1981? Mike Singletary at number 38 overall. Keith Van Horn in that draft as well. I might put Peanut and Briggs above that.
Yeah, that's got to go higher than that. Mark Carrier, Fred Washington, No idea who both of these players are. Fred Washington was drafted in the second round, and then Barry Foster was their running back that they drafted in the fifth. Those are the notable names.
Yeah, no. No. Yeah. So thank you for coming to the party with Mark Carrier.
I mean, I figured if a guy won a rookie award, that might be but warranted a top seven, but no, apparently it didn't.
1975 is Walter Payton with the fourth overall pick. I mean, that on its own.
Yeah.
That just all by itself is pretty damn good. Doug Plank, though, and Roland Harper also in that draft. That's obviously a top five draft in Bears history. And then there's the two OGs in all-time Bears draft history.
Wait. You know 98 in there?
Tell me about 98.
Olin Krutz.
It's pretty damn good.
Curtis Enos.
That's a debacle, an absolute disaster that Dave Wannstedt has shared the story of, the hoodwinking that went on with Olin Krutz and Joe Paterno lying to everybody that Curtis Enos was a good guy.
Fifth pick overall, we thought he was going to be...
absolute trash. Tony Parrish and his one ball. Our guy Pat Manley in the sixth round.
That's
pretty good.
That's got to be at least number seven, just for Krutz and Manley.
And Moses Moreno.
Yeah.
No. Olin and Pat in 98.
7A.
You can give them some love.
Okay.
1965.
Oh, jeez.
You ready for 1965?
I don't know if I am, but yeah.
You need to be. They had two picks in the top four. They took Dick Butkus and Gale Sayers in the same draft. Can Caleb do anything to get above Dick Butkus and Gale Sayers? I don't think number two is achievable in this one.
Yeah, Romo Dunze would need to be a top five wide receiver if that were the case, like in order for them to leapfrog that.
Uh-huh.
And then maybe like Torrey Taylor goes to the Hall of Fame and Austin Booker becomes a starting defensive end.
Well, see, this is what we're thinking. What if Austin Booker is a dude who gets a second contract as a defensive end and you got him in the fifth round because you had the odyssey to trade up for him? You know, what if Torrey Taylor's your punter for a decade? Because you had the audacity, I did it again, to draft a punter in the fourth round. And then, oh, by the way, Caleb and Rome. I mean, this draft is sizing up to be possibly amazing.
And what if Olu Fashanu ends up being... No, I'm just joking.
How about Kieran Amagaje, though?
That's what I was saying.
Yeah.
Kieran. Yeah. Yale guy.
We haven't even talked about Kieran Amagaje. I haven't even talked about it because we don't know anything yet. So it's possible. But even just Caleb and Rome and the punter and Booker. So 1965... Is is it the second best or is it the best with Butkus and Sayers? Here's 1983. Jimbo Covert, Willie Gault, Mike Richardson, Dave Duerson, Tom Thayer, Mark Bortz, and oh, by the way, Richard Dent. At the bottom of that draft.
Yeah, at the bottom.
That is freaking bananas. That is one of the great draft classes in the history of the NFL. It's up there. There's a Niners one that has like Jerry Rice and Tom Rathman in the same draft. There's a Steelers one that has like Mel Blunt and I think Franco Harris and maybe Lynn Swann all in the same draft. Like there's some legendary draft classes in the history of the sport. But that 1983 Bears draft is right there.
All right, so if Caleb wins, I mean, again, talking about getting over in front of our skis or whatever.
Sure.
But let's just say Caleb, you know, brings the trophy home.
Super Bowl.
I didn't want to say the word.
Greatest Bears quarterback of all time. What if he becomes that? Can this draft get top two? Can it beat the 83 draft? Can it beat the 65 draft?
They'd have to win a Super Bowl because he can't be like Josh Allen.
No,
really good and getting us to the NFC Championship game or something and losing.
What has to happen for this draft to become in the top two all time in Bears history?
Yeah, Super Bowl for sure.
One?
Yes.
One's enough?
How many do we have in the last 40 years?
Caleb to the Hall of Fame, I think.
For sure.
I think we're not, it's just going to take a little while, you know?
How many games do you have the Bears winning? Has that changed over the last couple of preseason games?
I'm at an over on 9.5. So if 8.5 is the number, I got them winning 10 games. I got them winning 10 and making the playoffs. And anything less than that, I will be disappointed from the team perspective.
Is that fan Matt Spiegel, fan speaking, or is the analyst speaking?
It's fanalist.
Fanalist.
It's the Fanalist right
there. I'm 1,000% stealing that.
I did. You should.
Oh, my God.
It's available.
Like, it is my personality on the radio and TV.
I know it is.
I am a Fanalist.
Yeah, you're even more.
Okay. Okay.
All right. So I don't think they can get top two without at least one Super Bowl and Caleb to the Hall of Fame. But it's on the table, folks. It is on the table. There is something in Gabe's house that I think I might want. We talk about that next. A Bears report from our guy Mark Grody at the top of the hour on The Score.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.